pruning for fruit bearing. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John chapter 15, verse 2. This is a precious promise to one who lives for fruitfulness. At first it seems to wear a sharp aspect. Must the fruitful bough be pruned? Must the knife cut even the best and most useful? No doubt it is so, for very much of our Lord's purging work is done by means of afflictions of one kind or another. It is not the evil, but the good who have the promise of tribulation in this life. But then, the end makes more than full amends for the painful nature of the means. If we may bring forth more fruit for our Lord, we will not mind the pruning and the loss of leafage. Still, purging is sometimes wrought by the word apart from trial, and this takes away whatever appeared rough in the flavor of the promise. We shall, by the word, be made more gracious and more useful. The Lord, who has made us, in a measure, fruit-bearing, will operate upon us till we reach a far higher degree of fertility. Is not this a great joy? Truly, there is more comfort in a promise of fruitfulness than if we had been warranted riches or health or honor. Lord Jesus, speedily fulfill thy gracious word to me and cause me to abound in fruit to thy praise.